Talking Bugs with Brent Agee, Technician Manager for Action Termite, Rosie Certified Pest Control Specialist, servicing all of Arizona. Y'all go north?
Yeah, pretty much all of Arizona will service.
Okay, yeah, all right, very good.
Yeah, you got a dispatch out of North Phoenix and then out of Central Tucson, right in the middle of, right on Ajo Highway, right?
Yep, Chris, correct.
You grew up in bugs.
Yes, I did. I mean, my mom was out there while she was pregnant with me passing out flyers, so I could pretty much say I've been doing it my whole life. As soon as I was big enough to hold the drill, my dad had me out there drilling houses.
Very good. And you've brought in Ronnie Holder, the senior sales specialist for Termidor, talking termites in particular, but we could talk any kind of bugs as well. And we've got a full bevy of people that would like, this isn't a topic we hit on very often, and when we do, it drives calls.
And we were talking mosquitoes as we were going out. How are we going to address mosquitoes? I mean, do we just, you know, it's going to be dry in 2 weeks, don't worry about it? Or is there something we can do to get out there and control them?
Well, let me ask Ronnie. I told you off air what we did. I mean, we had a fishing camp right in the bayou.
Correct.
I mean, gazillions of mosquitoes, and we would have family reunions out there. Well, before the 150 family showed up, my dad always would load up these big spray things that were fueled by a propane-lit flame, and we would just spray like this cloud. It reclaimed that entire area from the mosquitoes for 3 to 4 hours. You wouldn't even see a mosquito within that area. But I can still smell that. I can still taste that stuff.
You know what, Rosie? consumers can still buy those types of products and
can
those type
really?
Of delivery systems from your local home and garden store, Lowe's, Home Depot, what have you.
Okay.
But, you know, for me, that's going to give you a short-term effectiveness. I would suggest, you know, calling a pest professional, number one. And then if you wanted to try to do it yourself, get the properly labeled material and treat the foliage around the structure, because that's where the mosquitoes will be harboring.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, Juan, we hope that answers your question about mosquito infestation in your garden. Romy, let's get to Gretchen, who's been on hold the longest. Good morning, Gretchen. How can we help you?
Well, good morning. Hello. I've had a problem with termites, and a year ago I saw over my front door, my living room, tubes, and so I sprayed that can of foam up into there, and then I just put tape, scotch tape over it, because I want to make sure that I can get back up in there if I need to. And then so a week ago, I saw in my dining room area about 5 tubes that were about between 4 and 6 inches long. And so it was right around, it was like the day after I saw it. Then I went and bought another can. And so I sprayed up into there again. And well, a year ago, I did go around my house with a Termidor, and I read the instructions and how it says to add water to it, and I dug down as far as you're supposed to go. But I think my biggest problem is in my front yard, my porch is 5 feet out from the house, and in my backyard, my porch is 15 feet out. So I did drill a hole down into the back because that cement was poured by whoever owned the house before me. So
okay.
I was able to drill through there. And then,
so Gretchen, is your question, is there an acceptable homeowner termite treatment? You're trying to battle this yourself.
Yeah, I am. And well, a year ago there was tubes over my front door, and then a week ago there was tubes over my dining room area, and I didn't think the tubes over the dining room area would show up. So I did go all the way around the house a year ago with the product that you're talking about, and I was just wondering if my problem is because I have the porch in the front and the back, but I didn't drill down right next to the house.
Okay, we're going to have Brent talk through maybe some tips here. Ronnie, could she have had Termidor?
Yes, she could have bought that in small containers from do-it-yourself locations here throughout the valley.
Okay, so Brent, how are you going to coach her through it? How do you do do-it-yourself termite?
First off, I wouldn't recommend doing it yourself. Obviously, you know, we're licensed to do that. And there's a lot of different types of situations that could happen, you know, depending on the construction of a house. You know, termites, you know, don't always have to come up, you know, on the exterior, you know, where the soil is, you know, where you're concerned about between the patio and the foundation, obviously, is another area that would need to be treated. But depending on the type of construction of your house, say if it's, you know, a floating slab, termites could actually come up through the inside of the house, hit that slab, go to the foundation, and all that product that you put around the perimeter of your house isn't going to do any good. So a lot of times, you know, us as professionals, we actually drill the foundation around the perimeter of the house also. That way you're getting two barriers of chemical. Then also, you know, any types of where there's slab cracks or, you know, plumbing coming through the slab is always a, you know, entry point for termites. So when you have termites, you got to look at the whole picture and find out all the possible entryways where they could come up and treat those areas.
You got to think like a termite.
And knowledge of construction is critical here, Rosie, because they build houses different here in the valley than they do across the Gulf Coast. So these guys, the pest professionals, are not only knowledgeable about the insects, but they also have to not have knowledge about the building construction practices. And that's what allows them to provide the most effective treatment for subterranean termites as compared to doing the soil around the outside only.
Now, Brent, I was at your office, I want to say, 3 or 4 years ago, and y'all had just invested in a piece of equipment that was like a pressure injection thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to know how often to drill to reach a saturation point to effectively get the kill rate that you need, right? That's hard for a homeowner to get to that point of experience.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, I come to houses all the time where, you know, people ask, you know, if they could do it themselves. But the truth is, too, by the time you guys rent the equipment, you know, in order and buy the product, it's you get the same price to have us do it, and we'll put you under a 5-year warranty. So if you get termites ever come up again, you know, we'll, you know,
it's
come
one
out.
Phone call.
Exactly.
Speaking of phone call, we haven't given your phone number out once. Action Termite, long been a Rosie certified partner. We've appreciated y'all's partnership and support of the Arizona homeowners. You're located to operate pretty much statewide, but what one phone number for people listening, should they want to give you a call, what would they call?
Our main office number, which is, you know, based out of here in Phoenix, is our main branch, 623-780-3132.
Very good. From there, let's go to Nicole calling from Sedona. We've got Brett in Santan Valley and Roland on Queen Creek. Let's see how many of these calls we can get through.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question for your guest. Do you offer an alternative to toxic chemicals for termite issues in homes?
That's a great question. Let's talk about the toxicity of the product.
Okay, so if we're talking about termiticides in general, and let's go be Termidor specific because that's where my area of expertise is. Termidor is put in the soil at a 0.06% finished solution rate. The same active ingredient is used on the backs of dogs at a 9% rate in a product called Frontline. And so all of the products that the professional pest management people will be using around a structure are all registered and tested by the EPA for their effectiveness, their toxicity levels. They provide SDS, which is a safety data sheet, which gives you all of the information on the toxicity levels of the material.
Well, do we have to worry about the water table? And what do you call it when a chemical travels through the soil?
So that would be systemic. Okay. So if something is sucked up by plant roots, that would be systemic in nature. The fact that Termidor actually binds to the soil to create that treated zone to protect a structure is a very good attribute of our material.
It doesn't creep.
No, sir, not at all.
Okay.
And so as far as, you know, do you want something less toxic? The baits, they still have an active ingredient in them that the termites have to consume in order to be affected by the material. So the baiting systems in Arizona seem to take longer because the termites go up and down with the heat and the cold and the moisture. But, you know, if you wanted something less toxic or less volume of material around the structure, I would recommend a baiting system to look into something like that to protect your structure.
Do we have to change our tactics or strategies or chemicals based on how many different types of termites do we have?
So here in the Phoenix, and let's just say Arizona as a whole, we basically have subterranean termites and we have drywood termites. Now, in the desert here, low valley, we have a subterranean termite called Heterotermes, and those are the ones that build the stalactites out of the ceiling coming down that the gentleman earlier, the lady earlier was talking about. Up in Sedona, she might have western subterranean termites, which is a totally different species and acts totally different than the ones we have here in the valley.
Do we treat them different chemically, or?
We do not treat them different chemically. However, we know that the heterotermes are more difficult to control because of their cryptic and skittish nature. Once you disturb them, they will certainly move to other parts of the house, seeking out other sources of moisture to maintain the colony.
Which is very important, too. We always tell customers, you know, if they notice termite activity coming down from the ceiling, not to knock down the tube. Because a lot of times with the type of termites we have, those termites might move to a different location. So a lot of times, you know, I've gone to people's houses and over again, they said, I just kept knocking them down. And I thought they'd go away. Then, you know, 12 months later, I'd see them again. And I said, they never left your house. They're just trying to find a new way to get to your house where you're not going to be able to see them.
So non-toxic approaches to treating termites. You know, if I'm treating crickets, if I'm treating scorpions, I can do a little dry brush of DE, right? Food grade DE.
Yep.
But really, no impact on the termites.
No. I mean, DE is a desiccant. It abrades the exoskeleton of the insects and will cause mortality over time. But as far as an actual treatment for subterranean termites, I would tend not to go that route.
Yeah.
Your whole foundation, like 2 feet of DE around your whole obvious big white powdery mess.
And going back to what we were talking about earlier, I mean, that would just create a barrier, which the termites will,
right,
you know, basically go under. Yeah.
We keep a 40-pound bag of food-grade DE for the horses in the stables and sprinkle it for fly control and stuff like that. And Jennifer and I were away on a little short vacation. We had our daughter there who had a crawling infant at the time. And they found a scorpion in, like, the living room or something. So we came home, and my daughter had taken the entire 40-pound bag of DE and sprinkled it in the house.
And if you don't have – this is like dumping equivalent of powdered sugar. It's about the same color and texture and weight. It's just a huge mess.
Man, oh, man. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's get to Brett in Santan Valley real quick. Brett, good morning. Oh, wait.
Good morning,
I'm sorry.
Gentlemen.
Hey, hang on, Brett. My broadcast technician is saying, no, Rosie, it's break time. You're the first call right when we get back. Hang on.